The new study in the New England Journal of Medicine is the first to look carefully at why soldiers do or do not seek help for the mental health problems that can result from daily contact with death and destruction. Among those surveyed, more than two-thirds had seen fellow soldiers killed or seriously injured, and half reported having to handle the dead bodies of soldiers or civilians. Milwaukee VA psychologist Karen Berti says those experiences are common for many of the soldiers she's treating now. She says the VA is doing a good job of screening returning soldiers for post-traumatic stress disorder, but there's still a stigma attached to asking for help.
This can further discourage people from stepping forward and asking for treatment that could help them to live much more comfortably and to recover from their experiences.
More than half the soldiers in the study who showed symptoms of post-traumatic stress said they would not seek treatment because they feared their fellow soldiers or their commanders would lose confidence in them. There are 140,000 soldiers still in Iraq. Berti says the problem is not going to go away anytime soon.
We're certainly going to continue seeing increasing numbers as units are returning to the U.S. That's been our experience so far.
Treatment for traumatic stress and war-related depression include medications like Prozac and Zoloft, as well as group and individual therapy. Berti adds family members are also an integral part of successfully treating the recurring nightmares and panic attacks that some soldiers experience. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.